Danny, tell us about Nick Prosvich then. Why have you gone for him? What will he bring to the squad, do you think?
We're hoping goals. That's the one thing we're hoping for. I think, you know, his record, although he hasn't played many games with Hull, you know, for whatever reasons, but we think that he's got a good goal-scoring record, and his experience is one that we thought would help us as well. You know, rather than getting a young one in and waiting to see how he does, we thought we'd bring somebody in who hopefully will hit the ground running, which would be great.
Sorry, Danny, to interrupt. Big and strong, something that perhaps you haven't got at the moment.
Well, I wouldn't say, you know, big and strong in comparison to Chris O'Grady, you know, but what he is, he'll feed off him, and I think they'll feed off each other quite well, you know, and that's what we're looking at, you know, from that point of view, or he could play up there on his own at times as well. He's been able to do that. But what more than anything, you know, he does like to score. He gets in the box well, and he's a good finisher. So, you know, all in all, you know, we're hoping that's what he'll bring to the table for us. And again, you know, if I think from Hull's point of view, you know, they'd be fantastic with us. And in that respect, you know, we can only say thank you, and I hope it's a big thank you at the end of the season.
I was going to say, how difficult has it been to get him? Has competition been stiff? Everybody's looking for goal scorers, aren't they, right now?
Well, it is, and that's a problem. You know, it's getting the right ones in for the right price, and I think everybody has the same dilemma. But thankfully, you know, we've been able to identify somebody, and then obviously you know Mr. Crine and the board have sanctioned it to go on, because I think they fully understand, you know, that's a priority for us at the moment.
And you needed somebody like this, I guess, didn't you? I mean, obviously Chris O'Grady has been getting goals, but teams down the bottom seem to be getting goal scorers. Wednesday have got Wickham, Billy Sharp's just gone to Doncaster. Important, I guess, that you found someone of this type, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, it's difficult to identify them, and if you do have identify them, it's getting them into your club, and it's not always easy. And particularly when you're at the bottom, as we are, you know, it's to try and entice somebody into your club, you know, in those surroundings is difficult. But you know, we've had a chat with Nick on a couple of occasions, and he seems very, very positive. He doesn't seem to be fazed at all by the position that we find ourselves in. In fact, quite the opposite. You know, he feels that he'll get the goals that will help us out.
You must be very pleased with the business you've done, Danny, to get the calibre of players you've managed to get in up to this point.
Well, we are, Paul. You know, and I said that before with the fact that, you know, we've been able to entice quality into the club. You know, we've unfortunately had to lose one or two players to achieve that. But that's the way we had to do it. You know, we had to make some tough decisions. But, you know, making tough decisions is one thing. Getting the right type of person in is another. You know, and but thankfully, you know, like I say, we're not counting our chickens yet. But at least we're giving ourselves a chance.
Is that it now?
The interview or players coming in?
You know what I mean. Is that it in terms of transfer business coming in anyway?
Well, you never know. You never know. I think we've done the bulk of it. It really depends now if anything else just come to light that may tickle our fancy. But you know, we won't stop looking. We'll still keep looking to make sure that we give ourselves the best possible chance. So you never say never, dear. But we have done the bulk of it now, and so the rest of the squad they'll stay intact at this stage, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah.
What about players going out? I mean, Andre Jones, Kelvin Atuhu, for example, two names that might be looking for football elsewhere. Anything in that?
Well, there's nothing at the moment because there's been no approach for them, you know.
Right.
But if that does happen, we'll have to consider it. You know, the ones who possibly won't be playing, you know, I think if somebody does come in for them at the time and they need to go and get games, and you know, we'll have to consider that. But that's not one that we can talk about at the moment because, as I say, there's nothing on the table at the moment. Mm-hmm.
Any other contracts likely to be announced? Obviously, young Danny Rose getting his announced yesterday was a positive for the club. You got anything else bubbling with that?
Well, no, I think the three young lads that we're talking about, you know, with Rose and Digby and Noble Lazarus, they're the ones that have impressed so far. We've got nothing really that's pending in that area. You know, we have to sign up, but we just thought it would be good for everybody to have a real, real positive, you know, reaction to three local lads, if you like, coming through and earning contracts. But that's the next stage from their point of view, is to make sure they're established in the first team if they can.
Finally, Danny, this trip to Ireland, what is that going to achieve, do you think?
Well, we're hoping a few things. You know, I think, you know, obviously with Nick arriving, I think it's important that he gets to know the boys as quick as possible. I think the fact that we have no game this weekend, and I certainly didn't want to sit on our hands and do nothing. It's important that, you know, we keep the momentum going in terms of games. And I think it was a perfect one. You know, we've done not starting the season yet, just having the pre-season. it works well, pretty well for both teams. So, you know, the lads who go out there, they will, they'll play some minutes of the game. Everybody will play some minutes of the game that's travelled with us. And we'll take it from there. But I think it was just important to get us all together and let everybody know that this is going to be the group that's going to take us forward.